From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In South Dakota, there's a movement to build a town where sign language would be universally understood. They got the idea from the historical example of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. A high incidence of hereditary deafness there made sign language a staple form of communication for hundreds of years, even among the hearing. Now, South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch has the story of some people who have their eye on a patch of prairie for a new community of signers.
Summer in the city of Sioux Falls. Kids are sliding across a lawn on a wet plastic mat.
I dare you to, Winsley.
Ow! Just up the street, another group of kids is running through a sprinkler. These two groups of children live just two houses apart, but they've never played with each other. The children in one group are deaf. Their mother, Jody Oates, is deaf too, and she dreams of living without the communication barrier. Speaking through an interpreter, Oates says she's afraid to let her deaf son Travis ride his bike around the neighborhood.
If he happens to fall off his bike, or something should happen, that's my big fear, especially for Travis. You know, he gets hurt. And if he gets hurt, how is he going to communicate with hearing people here?
Now Oates' dream of living in a town where everyone speaks sign language could become a reality. Emmy Barwatz and her deaf son-in-law, Marvin Miller, have invested more than $100,000 and are working full-time on a new town for signers. They want to name it Laurent, after the man who brought sign language to America.
We're not a deaf town. We're a town for sign language users.
Barwatz doesn't expect every hearing-impaired American to move to South Dakota. Living with deafness is easier now than it's ever been, thanks to communication technology and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Still, she hopes eventually a few thousand like-minded people will create a community here, unlike any other. She says it's not segregation.
If you're deaf, if you depend on sign language, you're already in an island. You're isolated. To move to a town like Laurent, it's finally being part of the mainstream of America by being able to live in a town just like anybody else in America.
Barwatz chose South Dakota for its cheap land and low taxes. Laurent would be close enough for residents to commute to Sioux Falls until the town can attract enough businesses to support itself. But this quest for mainstream life is getting mixed reactions on Main Street. It's Ring Bell for Service at the Home Motel in Salem, 3 miles north of where the proposed site of Laurent nudges Interstate 90.
Do you have a reservation?
Yes, two of them.
Motel owner Connie Weber's afraid the signer town will intercept tourist traffic and put her out of business.
It just seems like they want their own little world. Well, they decided McCook County was the place to carve it out. And I wish they would have found a place in Timbuktu and leave our lives alone.
Weber's one of the more outspoken opponents of the signer settlement. Others here hope Laurent could bring a family restaurant and a movie theater to the area. County commissioners voted to support the new town. They're desperate for people and outside money to revive and diversify the county's struggling farm economy. If all goes well, Laurent founder Emmy Barwatz plans to break sod next year. Like the Great Plains pioneers of the 1800s, Barwatz, Jody Oates, and others are staking their claim on the prairie in the hopes of a richer life. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.